The Provincial Environmental Assessment, EA, process is starting for proposed community roads in the area of the Ring of Fire. Late on October 8, Environment, Conservation and Parks Minister David Piccini announced approval has been given for the terms of reference for the Martin Falls Community Access Road. That coincided with separate news from Chief Cornelius Wabass of Webeke First Nation that his community has also given approval for the terms of reference of the Webeke Supply Road. His First Nation, which is the closest community to the Ring of Fire Mineral Belt, was designated by the province as being the project proponent. The terms of reference process involves engaging community members, other First Nations, and other interested public stakeholders to help develop a detailed work plan for how the EA will take shape. In a news release, Martin Falls Chief Bruce Acknepinskum was pleased that a major milestone has been passed for a road project that will enable socioeconomic development to reach unprecedented levels within this region. Webeke Chief Wabass also responded. At this stage, we don't know if Webeke First Nation will decide to build a road, but we are generating the information needed to inform those future decisions. The Webeke Road is a proposed 107-kilometer link is between the Webeke Airport and the area around McFalds Lake in the James Bay region where mineral exploration is taking place, said Wabass. Ultimately, it will be a community-directed decision by the people of Webeke First Nation whether to proceed or not with the construction of a supply road after the environmental studies and impact assessments are complete. We remain committed to a First Nations-directed approach on this assessment, one that upholds our community principles, values input from others, and supports our environmental stewardship responsibilities. The roads will be developed and funded by government. In a statement, Martin Falls Acknepinskum was pleased with his community's efforts and the minister's decision. The real work of the EA begins now, and I encourage all our neighboring communities to meet with us, in person or remotely, to consult on the EA. This is where the actual work of the assessment begins, said Wabass. We look forward to getting started on the many studies and consultation activities that will allow us to make informed decisions about a potential road in our territory. We appreciate the Ontario government's commitment to supporting the planning of key community infrastructure that has the potential to bring positive socioeconomic impacts to the region. According to the project timelines from Norunt Resources, the leading mine developer in the Ring of Fire, all the road EAs are scheduled to be finished by the end of 2023. Norunt is timing the start of construction of its Eagle's Nest nickel mine at the beginning of 2024 to be ready for commercial production by 2026.